Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
Really? Now, Andy Zwa. Come on, my girl. That's Andy Zwa with Jesus, My Reality. Very good afternoon to you if you have just locked it in on Radio Pulpit. And of course, it's Friday. Some will say TGIF. Thank God it's Friday. But listen. Today, God is first. That's my TGIF for this afternoon, because today my God is first. And so we're starting this afternoon on a high note. It is, of course, 2 weeks after I last had a conversation with the beautiful Marinda Austin from SAPS in Valeria. And so she's joining me once again today. Previously, we spoke more on the work of the SAPS, just to give you a bit of an understanding of what's what, who does what, you know, and how things can be approached. But today we're taking a bit of a different approach. And I think this, if I'm not mistaken, did kind of come up. But, you know, today we're having a detailed chat about it. Let's start here. Marinda, good afternoon and welcome back.
Oh, good afternoon. Thank you so very much. It's always an honor for me to be here.
After a long day, a long week, actually.
Yes, and a you long still, week.
You still come and serve our country in this way by sitting in the studio and making sure that we know the law, that we know our rights, and we know where we stand with it.
It's always a privilege. Thank you.
thank you, Marinda. So today, Radio Pulpit family, we're talking, more. I think Marinda and I had a conversation 2 weeks ago, actually. And one of the things that came up was the protection orders, things such as protection orders, you know. And so we will get to that. But firstly, let's start here, because we know what usually leads to these protection orders. Could be a lot of things, but one of them, as we know, the domestic violence that we're confronted with in our society. So Marinda, let's start here. What exactly is the Domestic Violence Act? What is it all about? What does it entail?
The Domestic Violence Act is Act 116 of 1998. It protects individuals from abuse within domestic relationships. It covers physical, emotional, verbal, sexual, and financial abuse.
Oh, wow.
And it allows the victims to apply for a protection order.
You know what I'm catching there, Marinda? We can be so narrow-minded, and I think with our lame minds, think this all has to do, domestic violence has to do with physical violence only.
Yes.
So I'm glad that you're bringing it up to say, don't wait until it gets to that.
Mm-mm.
Because that's the mistake we make. No, you know, he hasn't hit me yet.
Yes.
But you can see where it's going.
And I always say, I can see my eye is blue, you know, but you cannot see the pain in my heart.
Exactly.
And that is why it is so important for the people to know that verbal abuse and emotional abuse is just as important as physical abuse.
Yeah.
Even the financial abuse, if I can give an example.
Mm.
You know, people don't need to wait for that. Go for a protection order, even if it is financial abuse.
True. I'm glad you made mention to that. So we're clear on that. So
yes.
what is the Harassment Act?
Let me just go back to the Domestic Violence Act. The Domestic Violence Act is, we are married.
Okay.
You are my child.
Oh.
That is domestic violence.
Okay.
Then we have the Harassment Act, 17 of 2011. That is then, you are my neighbor. We are not in a relationship.
Okay.
And that also includes physical, verbal, emotional, and even cyber harassment, because that is most now a very common thing. I go on the social platforms and I talk a lot of nonsense about a person and so on. So that is on the Harassment Act, one of the most common things that we see. And on that, you can also apply for a protection order. The same caught as the Domestic Violence Act is the Harassment Act.
And I think we don't realize how dangerous also harassment is.
It's very dangerous.
Because it usually leads to something, Miranda. It's not. It's never a, no, they're harassing me just because it's fun to do so for them. No, sometimes it really leads... You'll hear stories of people say, no, he was harassing me. He was always on my case. He was always, you know, posting these things. And eventually, I remember there was a lady that told a story of, but this was a boyfriend. So it was a domestic case, I'm guessing. Yes. And ultimately, she says he kidnapped me, kept me hostage in the house for days.
Indeed. So and it happens. It is not just what you see. It's really serious things. Kidnapping, abuse, assault, really... going to hospital, injuries.
So if you have reason to believe the person is harassing you, it doesn't even have to be your immediate neighbor just here, but like even on socials, like you're saying.
Yeah, and you are following me in my vehicle. You are stalking me wherever I go. That is also harassment.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I really want to encourage you, do not wait. You know, this culture of waiting
wait
because you
wait.
Feel...
Wait and wait. And... while you are waiting, you are also hurting yourself because there is people that can help you.
Exactly.
So get the help. Don't wait. Get the help. It is there.
I love to hear that. So what is the main purpose of the act, of the harassment act, perhaps? What will it do? How does it protect me?
The purpose of both of these acts is to provide protection for victims of domestic violence and the harassment act.
Okay.
And that can also give them the platform for legal steps. And for that, we are talking about the protection order, because a protection order is a document that is issued by the court. It's a court document. You go to court to get a protection order.
Oh. Maybe while we are at that protection order, because at least we've covered, you know, the types of abuse that can be looked at.
Yes.
How do I, let's say now I feel, I'm either harassed or it's a domestic case. I really don't feel safe and I want to explore this protection order route. How do I apply for it? What do I need to do?
There's a few ways. Firstly, they can come to the police station. At the police station, you report it to the police officials. There's a document that we complete at the police station, SAPS 508A. There you explain to the police, this is the type of abuse that I'm going through. We usually then give you an application form for a protection order and we explain to you where to go and get the protection order. So then you have the application form, you go to the court, there's a domestic violence court. It is not the same court as the criminal court. It is a court on its own. For the Domestic Violence Act and the Harassment Act. And then you it's a court, you go and give your story to the judge and they give you the protection order. If you receive the protection order, you come to the police station, you give it to the police official, the police official go and serve it on the person. He must sign, she must sign.
To acknowledge that I have seen this warning.
To acknowledge that I have received this. Because on that document, there's also a court date where both of the parties must appear. And then explain the situation to the judge and then it becomes a permanent protection order. But if I have served it on you, it is already a working document.
Even before you go to court,
yes. And if you don't comply with that, we can arrest you on that protection order for contempt of court. Because it's a court document, the court is saying that you cannot do one doing this. So then if you do that, it's contempt of court. And that's a criminal case.
Maybe let's also talk about who can apply for a protection order. I'm asking this, Miranda, because sometimes the risk is, let's say, for instance, posed to my child and not necessarily me. Can I then apply for protection order on behalf of my child, or how does that work?
Yes, you can. I mean, we have incidents in our schools, for an example, where children is harassing children. It is becoming a very difficult thing. So a child is a child under the age of 18. And I always say, the mother, the parents, please go with the child to the court and apply for a protection order. If that protection order come to me and I need to serve it on a child, I'll serve it in on a child in the presence of the parents.
Of their parents
as
well.
Of their parents.
Okay.
And then the parents and the child must go to court.
Oh.
Yes. So you can. You can apply.
It can't be a case of, no, this child is too young, nothing can be done.
No, it is not that. It's not true. You can apply because your life is in danger, you are being abused or what the case may be. So you have the right to apply for a protection order.
I'm glad we're hearing this because we're hearing more and more of these stories. We're seeing more and more of them, even on social media. I remember that there was a video where everybody was applauding this young girl for actually hitting a bully. Because this bully was busy trying to hit the other one and she got sick of it. She defended her friend. And I said, as much as everybody applauding her for doing that, but at the end of the day, it does not mean that this bully is going to stop. Neither does it mean she herself is not a bully. Because it could have been a bully versus a bully too.
Indeed. Indeed. And then you have this person that is making the video and doing nothing while these things is happening in front of
them. Exactly.
And that's also a problem.
Sure. And let's also talk about, how does then it apply or what happens after the order is issued? And I think you can also give clarity on the case, for instance, of children that I've just spoken of. You've served the protection order. These kids go to the same school. Mm-hmm. How is it then governed? Maybe if you can just give us clarity on that.
A protection order is not a document that say, for an example, you cannot be near me in 10 meters.
Okay.
Because people is having that perception.
Yes,
you cannot come near me. You can't be in my class. We cannot be in the same school. It's not that. The protection order is going to say, you are not allowed to intimidate me. You are not allowed to victimize me. You are not allowed to talk bad about me.
So it looks at all matters surrounding the issue.
Yes. You are not allowed to send somebody else to come and do any harm to me.
Oh.
So if it is in the school or work environment, it is, you can work with me, we can sit in the same office, but the protection order is saying you cannot swear at me, you cannot assault me, you cannot
threaten me.
Yes,
oh.
That is what it is saying. So it's not that we cannot be in the same
They're not ground. All governed with distance and whatnot, because we always think it's within 100 meters.
It is not so. It is saying don't harass me, don't threaten me, don't assault me. That is what the protection order is saying.
So the fact that mine probably says, "Stay, you cannot come 500 meters close to me," does not mean Marinda's is going to say the same thing.
Exactly.
They look at the merits of the actual case.
Of every case. For an example, we are married. The protection order can say, you must leave the house.
Okay.
You must leave the house. You cannot come near my workplace. You cannot come to the church where we usually attend.
Yes.
It can say that.
So the court
looks at all the facts, especially from the victim. I'm in this kind of danger. This is the abuse. The court will decide, okay, you cannot come to the house. You cannot come to the work. Okay, you can stay at the house, but don't do this. Yes.
Here's another major one, Marinda. And I'll tell you also, when I saw this question, I thought, a friend recently last week actually lost his phone, an iPhone, a new one, by the way. And he went in Cape Town somewhere. He was looking for his phone. Remember, with iPhone, you're able to trace around where your device is.
Okay.
And he went there. I can't remember what happened, but eventually he thought, I need to get the police to come and assist me, you know, to get my phone or to arrest these people. And while in the process of that, a Facebook person said, please inbox me quickly. And this person allegedly had all the information, told this guy how this phone is taken to this particular person who sells phone, and this is what must have happened.
Okay.
Next thing we see, probably an hour, 2 hours later, this guy whose phone has been stolen.
Yes.
Goes live from this shop where he's telling this guy, how do I know your name? I know your name is so and so. I know my phone was brought to you at a certain time. And he's with police at this point in time, right? And the police are not on camera at that point in time. We can only see just the shoulder. And there's another one, but the focus is on this guy.
Yeah.
And he starts questioning this guy. He tells this guy, I know my phone was brought to you at a certain time. This is how you guys take our phones and just take my phone out. And the two police are just standing there, not having a chat. They're just quiet at this point in time. And unfortunately for him or for her, I don't know for who, she turns around. Only then is she on camera and she asks. And remember, he's focusing on these people. So she asks, are you videoizing us?
Oh.
He moves it immediately because then he realizes now her face is here.
Yeah.
He says, no, I'm live. And he says, so why are we in this? He says, no, you're not in the video. Your face is not even here. I'm videoizing this guy. They get angry, Miranda, and they walk out.
Mm.
They walk out immediately.
Yeah.
And that was the end of his case, by the way. And the question that came up comes to my next question, because then it's going to encompass everything.
Okay.
Yes, we're focusing on harassment and domestic violence right now.
Mm.
But can police arrest a suspect without a warrant of arrest? Could they have done something at that point as well?
You must just remember we are talking about two different things.
Yes.
For
yes.
an example, on the Domestic Violence Act and the Harassment Act,
okay.
if the protection order was
violated,
thank you, I can arrest you without a warrant.
Oh.
I can.
Okay.
But now you are talking about the theft, the video mm-hmm. that he's been making.
Mm-hmm.
On what ground will I have to have a warrant to arrest you in that circumstance?
Or to search.
Yes.
Okay. Okay.
There must be a case open for me to be there in the first place. For me as a police official to be there, I have to have a docket with me, theft of phone.
Oh.
You understand?
I get you.
On the Harassment and Domestic Violence Act, yes, they do give warrant of arrest if your life is in danger.
Mm-hmm.
But indeed, I do not need to wait for that.
Well, I guess the protection order then says, hey, you can arrest
yes.
if violated.
If you violate the protection order, yes, I can arrest you.
I love that clarity.
Yes.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
it's two different things.
Okay.
It's the criminal case of theft this side and the Harassment Act and Domestic Violence on the other hand, where you do get a warrant of arrest.
Oh, okay.
I mean, I can go to the court. My life is in danger. My husband is abusing me. I fear for my life. The court will give you a protection order as mm-hmm. well as a warrant of arrest.
Oh.
As well as a warrant of arrest.
Oh. So that the arrest is ensued immediately.
If something happens,
okay.
I have the warrant of arrest. Give it to the police. They can go and arrest.
Mm.
But in some cases, they don't apply the warrant of arrest because the suspect don't do anything then.
But until then, they violate the court order.
Yes.
Then you can actually arrest them.
Yes. If I have a warrant of arrest or not, I can.
Okay.
Yes.
No. I'm clear. I love how you differentiated the two scenarios
yes.
to say, listen, in some cases, we can arrest without the warrant, but this one definitely needs a case to be opened.
Yes.
And I can tell you now, I doubt an official case was opened at that point in time.
Yeah.
Because the whole thing was, I know where's my phone. Let's go get it type of thing.
Mm.
All right. Here's another one. Is emotional and verbal abuse considered under the Domestic Violence Act? I think you did touch
yes.
on that.
Yes, yes,
okay.
yes.
Okay, okay.
Like I said, why must I be physically abused first? Why must I be in hospital first
yeah.
before I go and get help?
Why must I risk losing my life because I could die from the physical abuse?
Yes. If I just can say an example, you are telling me I am useless every day.
Mm-hmm.
You are useless. You are my wife. You are useless. You are useless. That is abuse. Even
yeah.
if it is just the same thing you are hearing every day over and over, it's the same thing. It's emotional and verbal abuse.
Mm.
Get help. You do not need to go through abuse.
Mm.
You do not need to be a victim of domestic violence
yeah.
or of the Harassment Act.
You know, a friend of mine used to say, Miranda, when we tell victims of physical abuse in particular to get out of the situation, what we don't realize is that oftentimes it started with psychological and emotional mm-hmm. abuse.
Yes.
And he says they've conditioned this person mm-hmm. and abused them psychologically and emotionally so much that they don't know how to be independent of their own emotions and thoughts.
That is very true.
And so I like what you're saying.
It's Uzi, very true.
Before it even gets to the physical and we start having all these debates of why you're not leaving, when it starts being emotional and verbal, get out.
Get out. Get out. You know, I can understand. I am a mother. We have children. There is finance. I can understand that. That is why specific people might not leave the house. But get a protection order. I always say a protection order is a very good tool to have if you must compare it to a criminal case, for an example. You know, a protection order is a document that will protect you now. If I serve it on you now, it is legal. Where you have a criminal case with some time, and taking off statements and taking some time and going to court, etc. A protection order is always very good to have.
It's true.
And even if we are not divorced,
the protection
order is saying, you cannot emotionally or verbally abuse me.
Yeah, I actually wanted to refer to that because you mentioned it earlier on to say, at least you can know that the verbal abuse needs to stop.
Yes.
Especially if they don't want to be arrested, they will stop it.
Exactly. And if they do that, we take a statement, contempt of court, and you will have to go and explain to the court why you did that.
Sure. I'm liking the spin it's taking. I really am. Because like I said to you, we wait until things get too far. Until we normalize, you know, the verbal abuse. And there's a TV program we often watch. Unfortunately, I can't say the name of the program. The guy used to abuse his wife. Well, he does, even now, to a point where he's laid a hand on her a couple of times. And people have called for the program to be stopped. You know, it really shouldn't be on TV. And recently I was watching the reunion. She says, they ask, is he abusing you? Marinda, she says, yeah, the one thing I really have a problem with him, he's very verbal, you know, but he doesn't hit me. But last season, we saw him hit her. Last season, we saw him hit her. So what is it about? What do you mean he doesn't hit you now?
It's abuse.
It's still abuse.
It's still abuse. Even if it is verbal, even if it is emotional, even if it is physical, it's still abuse.
Now, tell me, Marinda, what must the police do when a victim reports domestic violence?
It is like I have explained. We have documentation. Mm-hmm. At the police station that we complete.
Okay.
We explain to the victim, please go and get a protection order. We ask, can we give you any medical attention? We ask, can we put you in a place of safety? We are really asking the victim how we can help. Then if there is nothing needed like that, we just give the application form.
Yeah.
And in all other cases, we open cases. We open criminal cases. You know, so we give the protection order and we open a criminal case.
I'm glad we're really having this conversation, Marinda, because there's a lot of misconceptions around, for instance, protection orders and whatnot, especially with married couples, you know, or even if people just live together, whatever the case may be, because we're thinking the minute I take the step, then, you know, my marriage is over, whatever the case may be. Or I've heard of stories where one will say, no, you destroyed your own marriage yourself. But you're not sitting comfortably and happily in your home. And all you're doing, like you're saying, is basically saying, stop it.
Stop it.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Because it's not like when you don't go and open that case or that protection order, you're sitting comfortably. You're not.
Yeah. And it is not to say I want to divorce you now. I mean, we are married.
Yeah.
It was good times. I mean, that is life. But please do not abuse me.
Exactly.
And this is not just for women.
True.
It is not, if I can just say that also. Women is not always the victims here.
Yep.
I have to say that gentlemen is also victims of emotional abuse.
So, and sadly, they don't speak out most of the time.
Indeed. That is true.
Sure.
But you have the right as a person, as a human being, not to be abused.
Yep.
You have that right. If you are in a marriage, if it is your children, whatever the case may be, you have the right to be protected. And that is why you come to the police station, you report your abuse, we assist you in all matters. In Valeria Police Station, for an example, we are working closely with Monami Trauma Troopers.
Okay.
We also call them. They come and do some emotional support while we are busy there with the victim. If I can just also give
that's
an
really
example
kind.
Of that. Yes.
That's really, really kind. And I think this also goes out to you, perhaps, who has been served with a protection order because you are somehow verbally or emotionally abusive as well.
Mm.
Understand what it means.
Yeah.
Understand it. Don't just start pecking and living as if it said you can't be this far, like we said earlier on.
Mm.
Understand what it means and adhere to it, so
yeah.
that you don't break the law.
Yeah. Because this is a law. This is an act. It's a law in South Africa.
Yeah.
Both of these acts.
Here's another one. Can a protection order be withdrawn or changed? I'm saying Marinda, because sometimes we do weird things because, hey, we don't want to be on the person's bedside. Yet you know it needs to be in place. But let me allow you to answer this one. Can a protection order be withdrawn or changed?
Something happened for you to get a protection order.
Mm.
I mean, something serious happened to you for you to go to the court, explain this whole situation to the court and say, I want a protection order. That is the first point.
Mm.
Okay, now we made peace, everything is good, etc.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You can withdraw the protection order. You have the right to do that.
Okay.
You have the right to go to the court and withdraw your assault case.
Okay.
But my advice always is keep the protection order in place.
Exactly.
Keep it in place. Yes, we have come to an understanding.
Mm.
But please keep it in place
so that it doesn't happen again.
Yes, because it can happen again.
Mm.
It can happen again. But if it happens next time and you are killed, what then?
Ish,
Marinda. What then? Keep
That's
it
the
in
reality.
Place. And the other thing that I need also just to say very clearly, this happens in the house where there's children.
True.
It happens where there is children.
And sometimes they witness these
and
acts.
And they witness these things.
Mm.
So I always say, for a mother, for an example, if the father is abusing them emotionally and verbally, mention the children there.
Oh.
Mention the children.
Mm.
So that you are protected, not just you, but the
but
children
them as, well.
As well. But to answer your question, yes, you can withdraw, but my personal, professional opinion is keep it in place.
Mm.
Keep it in place so that you know there is a law. You can be arrested. Even if we made peace and we are happy and everything, keep it in place.
Okay, I know. I hope I'm not getting into our the continuation for next week. But
okay.
Do they expire?
No.
Oh, that's where I wanted to go. We'll see.
No.
They don't expire.
A protection order do not have an expiry date.
Mm.
It do not have something like that.
Okay.
That is why I say, keep it in place.
Mm.
Even if it is for 5 years anyway. Just
keep it there.
Or forever. So that you are never sworn at again. You are never, you know.
Exactly.
Mm.
And you know, this is just one of those elements of our law that keep your hands tight.
Yeah.
And that
yeah.
is what we need.
It keeps your hands tight.
Because
even when you are angry and you are tempted to forget, you will remember.
Yes, my hands is tight. I've got that protection order lying there. So
That's
I
true.
Always say, please keep it there, even if it is there is peace and things like that.
Can it be changed? What do you mean by that, though?
Yes, it
okay.
can be changed. It can be changed. You were just verbally abusing me every day, and now suddenly you are keeping the money from me and you are damaging the property in the house, then you can go back to the court and say, but this is what's happening now.
Yeah.
So you can change it, yes.
Okay. So you can modify it.
Yes, but just if I can explain something else also.
Yeah.
I have served you with a protection order now.
Okay.
You also have the right to go to the same court to apply for a protection order for you against me.
Okay.
So that you can also do.
So that because you can also be protected.
Yes. I always say a case have three sides. It's your side, my side, and the truth.
The truth.
So you can tell the court a lot of stories. Mm. And it's not always the truth. That is why if I served you with that document, you have the right to go to the court and get your own protection order also.
Oh, yes. I understand now. So that in the end you don't say, no, she was in the wrong, but she went and got a protection order against me, or he was in the wrong. You know, you tell your side of the story as well.
As well.
And get yourself protected as
yes,
well.
Yes, yes.
Sure. It's a good... It's sad though, Miranda, that we have to use such measures to govern our human behavior.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's sad.
It's sad. And I always say, what makes a person do things like this? What happened to you to repeat something like this?
Yeah.
You know, so as the police, I have to say, if you are in any situation and you need help, there is help available.
There is
always help available. If you are a child, if you are an adult, if it is domestic violence, if it is harassment, if it is a criminal case, if it is emotional abuse, whatever, there is always help available.
Mm.
Don't wait.
Yep.
Get help. Get help.
Immediately.
Immediately.
Yeah. Sure. There's so much we could talk about on this topic, Miranda. I do understand. That's why I said I don't want to overstep and go into our chat for next week, you know. But I think as we wrap up our conversation, Miranda, what I don't want to say to women, but what would you say to the citizens of South Africa, basically, with regard to this particular conversation? Because I'd say mommies, but then... harassments happen in the workplace.
Yes.
Neighbors harass each other. At home, the mommies are abusing their children.
Yes.
You know, it's
and
sad.
It's sad. I have to say that.
Yeah.
That is very sad.
Yeah.
And it's very concerning.
Mm.
Because what type of person are we going to have 10 years from now?
Yeah.
If
yeah.
we are exposed to so much abuse at this moment.
Mm.
What type of person are you going to be 10 years from now?
Exactly.
And that is my message. Is what type of nation are we going to be 10 years from now? If we are doing all of these things now. Abuse here and... all those kind of things.
Yeah.
What type of person is going to lead the country in 10 years from now, if I can just be as general as that?
I think just as I say goodbye to Miranda, I think let's strive to have proper morals.
Yes.
Let's try to be better people.
Yes.
And cohabit and live peacefully with one another.
And set an example. Mm. Have respect for yourself.
Yeah.
Have respect for others.
Mm. All in the name of coexisting, guys. We've got to do it so that the Lord does not force us into that corner.
Mm.
Because otherwise, when we go this route, you're not going to like it as well. You're not going to... You know how people violate you, Miranda, and then when they get into trouble or when you call them out or when you get protection orders against them, all of a sudden they are victims. You know, all of a sudden now, you're fighting against them. You're taking them to the law. But I didn't just get up and do it.
Something lead
exactly,
to that.
Exactly.
You pushed me so far that I had to go to a court to get a protection order.
Yeah. Listen, Miranda, I can never say goodbye to you without, even if it's just a contact detail in case I find myself in trouble, you know, who do I contact? Who do I shout to?
For the police, it's 10111. It's always 10111.
Yeah.
If you need the police, 10111. Please phone that number.
Yeah, please remember it. I know it's a simple number. We always think when you get into trouble, suddenly everything flashes and you don't know how to call out for help.
Yeah,
so remember, 10111. Thank you so much, Miranda.
Thank you very
much. Let's chat again in the next 2 weeks.
Thank you so very much.
Enjoy a cup of coffee and catch up on your favorite program. Download our podcasts on radiopulpit.co.za. Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.